Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
Apple kind of doesn't do cloud very well. That just seems to be a continual thing. And I've had some random issues with it myself. I wrote something on one device, and a device that I hadn't really used before, and it didn't sync everywhere, and ended up deleting the post. And you know, it's like other things would sync, but this one thing didn't sync. And fortunately, I ended up rewriting the article I was working on, and I haven't posted it yet, and I don't know that I will. But that's just something playing with iCloud. And the other thing I've noticed recently is I started getting invites for things that, you know, they were, it's clearly spam, like, you know, go buy Ray-Ban sunglasses or something, which, first of all, I don't like to buy sunglasses. And second of all, I don't know that I would buy them from a sketchy site that I had no clue about. But apparently they're using something in the way that iCloud Calendar actually works, in that the fact that the application will, if you get a meeting invite, first of all, it sends it as a notification to your phone, right? And if you go either go on the Mac or you go somewhere and you decline it, it automatically sends a notification to the person in question that you declined the thing. And you know, one of the things I do sometimes with meeting invites is I will decline it so that it's not on my calendar, but I will not send a response, which is something you can select in Outlook and something that is a good feature. But for some reason, iCloud or iCal on the Mac or whatever doesn't offer a way to decline and not send a response to a meeting invite. And I'm not sure how these particular calendar invites are being sent. I'm not sure. But apparently there's a way to solve it. And link in the show notes to the article. But basically you have to go log into iCloud on the web. And then actually there's a preference in there that tells Apple to send the meeting as an email attachment, which is much better. And then you can decide to delete it rather than actually have it immediately show up in your calendar. So I think on one of these, I actually did do a decline because I was on my phone and didn't have a way to, because in order to delete it without sending an invite, you have to basically move the event to a new calendar and delete that calendar, which seems kind of weird. So it seems Apple hasn't fully thought through some elements of iCloud, and it's an information disclosure in a sense, right? Because in order to decline the meeting invite so it doesn't show up in your calendar or send notifications or whatever, you basically have to do something that you wouldn't normally do. And so by responding and sending a response, right, now you've just confirmed that your iCloud account is active. So it just seems like not smart. And you would think that Apple would even have an option to report spam in iCloud. Maybe after this problem has cropped up with a few people that they will actually address the issue. But I'm not fairly optimistic on this. And I think it's something you need to watch out for, is that if you get a random meeting invite, you probably should follow the steps in here. And it's kind of a painful way to do it. Apple needs to find a nicer way to solve this problem. There is a way to do it, and you just follow the instructions, and it seems to work.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.